بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما كان لمؤمن ان يقتل مؤمنا الا خطا. In the previous ayats, Allah explained that with regard to the munafiqeen and the kuffar, and under certain conditions it is permissible to imprison them and also to kill them for the wrong that they do and the harm they cause to Islam. Now in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala explains it is not permissible to kill a Muslim, but we have, however, a mistake, an error, if a Muslim is killed, then what are the rulings? Like in warfare, your own the army of one people, sometimes they get so mixed up, and a person takes one of his own people as an enemy and kills him on the battlefield. And that was by error. So what is the ruling with regard to that? That is explained in this ayat. This ayat was revealed on the occasion when one person by the name of Ayyash in Makkah Sharif had accepted Islam truly. And when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made hijrat to Medina Sharif, he also made hijrat. Because of the fear of his family, who were very, very anti-Islam, he did not disclose his Islam to anyone. When he came to Medina, he hid away in a tower. Here in Makkah Sharif, his mother had vowed that until he does not revert again, come back to her, she won't sit in any shade. She will only sit in the sun. And of course, the hot sun of Makkah Sharif is not easy for anyone to tolerate. And also, she will not eat anything, she won't drink anything. Then she sent his two stepbrothers, which was Abu Jahl and another person, that they must go and fetch him and bring him back somehow, explain to him and bring him back. A third person also joined the attack. They went to Medina Sharif, they searched for him, and they found that he is hiding in the certain tower. They went there and they called out to him, and they told him what the condition of his mother is, that she said she will not sit in any shade, and she will not eat and not drink anything. And they also told him that we will not let you do or say anything. We make Allah our witness that is against your religion. We won't interfere with your religion, but this is the condition of your mother. Please come back. His heart softened at that the mother's condition is that. So he came down and he joined them. They left Medina Sharif. When they were out of Medina Sharif, they tied him up. And after that, each one gave him 100 lashes. With the sticks they had or the whips they had, they gave him 100 lashes. And then they brought him back to Makkah Sharif and handed him over to his mother. The mother said, I will not open these belts with which you are fastened until you do not revert to your old religion. And after suffering for some time, and as it is permissible that in such conditions a person keeps iman strongly in his heart, but with his mouth he says words of kufr. So being so desperate, he said those words, and then they untied him, and they left him. Another person by the name of Harith taunted him and told him that if your religion of Islam was a true religion, then why did you give it up? You should not have given up your religion. And if it wasn't the true religion, then why did you stay for so many days on a religion which is not true? So at that time, Ayyash had determined and told him, the day I get hold of you, I will kill you. And then when he got a chance, Ayyash, he returned back to Medina Sharif. And he lived there again as a proper Muslim. On the other side, this Harith, he also accepted Islam in the meantime. He also made hijrat and went to Medina Sharif. But Ayyash was not aware that he has accepted Islam. On one day, when Ayyash was walking in Quba, he saw Harith. And immediately he killed him. After he killed him, because he had taken that vow, and in his mind he was a kafir and a very, very strong kafir and very anti-Muslim also. So the other Muslims then told him, how could you have killed him? He's a Muslim. You can't kill a Muslim. Then immediately he repaired and went to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and explained his position, that I was not aware that he had accepted Islam and I had killed him. On that the ayat was revealed, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنِينَ أَن يَقْتُلَ مُؤْمِنًا إِلَّا خَطَعًا. اور مسلمان کا کام نہیں کہ قتل کرے مسلمان کو مگر غلطی سے. It is not proper, it is not right, it is not permissible for a mu'min to kill another mu'min, but if he has done so in error, by mistake, he was not aware. وَمَنْ قَتَلَ مُؤْمِنًا خَطَعًا. اور جو قتل کرے مسلمان کو غلطی سے. And if you happen to kill a Muslim by mistake, then the punishment is not the fire of Jahannam. This was done by mistake. فَتَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةِ مُؤْمِنًا. To azad kare gardan ek musalman ki. Then he should free one slave. That is the penalty that he has to pay. وَدِيَةُ مُسَلَّمَةٌ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ. اور خون بہا پہنچائے اس کے گھر والوں کو. And he should give the blood money to his family people. How much what the blood money is of a person, so much he should give to his family people, and they will share it out according to the share. If in inheritance they to get from that person, according to that his family people will share it out. Illa an yasaddaqu. Magar ye ki wo maaf kar de. However, if his family people make it maaf, it was there right now, they should get that money. But if they say it is maaf, then it is not necessary to pay that blood money if they make it maaf. So on this occasion, this ayat was revealed. So in any case, as a mu'min, we should be very careful. And many other places also, and some places, a very strong reproach and reprimand has come when Muslims don't check in warfare who are the believers and who are not. And in the process, they kill some believers also. Very strong admonishment has come for them. Don't just kill anyone, even in warfare. Be very careful. And the standards and the ethos Islam is put in place for warfare is also, we cannot imagine such fair precautions that are taken. For example, those people who seek refuge, don't kill them. Those people who are the religious people, don't kill them. The women, don't kill them. The crops, don't destroy the crops of people. Many such things Islam has put in place. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand our religion and all the false propaganda that is made against Islam. That we understand that and we armor ourselves that we can reply to that false propaganda. We must not be influenced by, unfortunately, by and large. The way they make their propaganda, Muslims get influenced. And Muslims also think that our religion is not fair, or it is too hard, etc. If we know our deen, we will never have that complex, and we will be able to reply and make them understand, and hopefully make them even accept Islam.